He was asleep in the car.
She's just hollow with full of drugs.
Fucking like taxidermy.
Yeah.
Right when you said that, I knew where it was going. God damn, that's crazy, man. But I mean, that's one way to do it. There's more than one way to skin a cat.
Is there more than one way to skin a cat?
I feel like all this shit that we've just said will be demonetized on YouTube.
Possibly.
So let's
you're not supposed to talk about mule and cocaine.
Yeah, but we'll leave this shit on Spotify, Apple,
pretty much
podcasts.
Hey, but guess what?
What?
Welcome back to your new favorite podcast. We are off the rails. Ooh, ooh. It's the podcast with hot takes, but no breaks. So strap the fuck in.
Yeah.
You know why, bees? I'm Rich, all up in this bitch. Potter to my left.
Razzie in the building. Definitely in the building.
Potter to my right.
Big Mike all up on a mic.
Yeah, you know what?
It's lit in here, huh?
Yeah, goddamn right.
All day.
We back. This is episode 175,000.
Uh-huh.
You know how we do. We take breaks, bitch. We be breaking.
Nobody tell us what to do.
We be burning, no concern. Anybody wanna do. Shout out to Paul.
Shut up, all.
Just take the titties for the bed.
Just show me titties.
Nah, Sean Paul did the same Billie Jean move.
That's such a junior high thing to do. Just show me titties. Suck it, y'all.
Just show me titties. I'm horny, y'all.
Eating cake and pie, baby.
Yeah, man.
Cakes
and pods. Cakes and pods.
But I wrote that on, speaking of middle school, and all the yearbooks signed off forever eating cake and pie. Gary Nunez. beating my meat, eating cake and pie.
I'm checking my yearbook.
I swear, check it.
Gonna cross it out.
Check it out, y'all.
And check the original letter in all yearbooks.
All the yearbooks.
You sign my yearbook?
Yeah, probably
not.
Probably.
I stupidly.
We weren't friends.
I for my junior high yearbook, I stupidly signed it. Ended whatever I said. I ended it with Lil Bolo. Like that was my nickname,
Lil Bolo.
Yeah, and it was so nonsensical because
what were you, a Texas tie?
No. So check this out.
So Lil Bolo,
Lil Bolo.
But a bolo is also what you call like a drunk in Spanish.
R and bola.
Nah, I call you a bola.
Chill, bolita.
Pasa la bolsita.
So. In the school, they wore uniforms, and on occasion, we got to wear, you know, street clothes. And on the first time we ever got to at that school, I wore a shirt with a character on it, and its name was Lil Bolo.
Oh.
So it's just something that stuck. It was just nothing to do with me, just a fucking shirt. So for 2 years, I was known as Lil Bolo.
I thought your teacher told you that.
Imagine.
Like,
hey, Lil Bolo.
Nah.
Hey, Lil Bolo, get your ass over here.
Yeah.
Ebola, do this one thing for me.
Hey, Lil Bolo.
Lil Bolo.
Do this one thing for me.
Do this one thing for
me. I'm going to watch that again.
Why?
Why? Why would you rewatch that movie?
You want to see what the ting was that he wanted him to do?
This is the third time I've used that joke on the pod, and every time he goes like, why? Why?
What's the other movie? Beast. I still want to watch Beast. Watch Beast instead.
Oh, that's the one where he saves his family
from a lion.
Yeah,
killer jaguar.
Is it basically
it's a lion, bro? Not a killer jaguar. You ain't seen that movie.
Is it basically The Gray but in Africa?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's the black.
Yeah.
That's funny. That is funny. Top tier.
Yeah, I'm still here, baby. Look, you think I take a break and not come back fire, baby?
I need you guys.
I had all these jokes bottled up.
Okay.
Bottled up.
That's some sick shit. We about to get random ass jokes that he has bottled up.
I just be at home. That's a good pod joke. And I just fucking store it in my memory.
It's been about a month,
yeah. It's been almost. Since like before Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Because we were talking about Thanksgiving last time.
Yep.
Now we got to talk about Christmas. Yeah. Yo, let's just
do it.
Let's just do it.
You ever drop a biscuit?
You know, let's just do one pot a month.
See, might as well. until we get traction.
At this point.
I mean, might as well.
We put in so much work, man.
Yeah.
That's just Gary be blowing us off and going to Costa Rica and shit. It's crazy.
I went to El Salvador or Guatemala, you Guala.
Damn.
You right. Fucking Guatemalas. That's from state property.
Holla at your wallow. What did Brace used to say?
Holla at your wallow.
Holla at your wallow.
And I remember I was like, yo, Brace, what does that mean? He's like, I don't know. Still don't know what a Walla is. Shout out to Brace though. He's out here singing on YouTube.
One of these days we'll get him on here back. Is he singing on YouTube?
Oh yeah.
Shout out to him. But yeah, one of these we'll get him back. Imagine, you know, we just have like a one flashback episode. Mm-hmm. We bring back Brace. We bring back our producer. We just have a mega episode.
No, but I was thinking I was telling Mike we could set up the fourth mic. I'll get one of these stands. One of these days, I'm gonna get rid of this couch, get three seats.
One of these stands,
and we'll
Slim. I wrote you, but you still ain't calling.
Yeah,
I left my phone, pager, and my home cell phone at the bottom. Wait, what?
Have you heard Stan 2?
No.
No, I thought he died in part one.
No. It's on. fuck.
Did he not? Did he survive?
It's on one of these later Eminem albums. Oh, shit, and it's a Stan, little brother. Stan's little brother from the video writes Eminem.
Oh, the stamining.
Yeah.
Yeah. That shit is hard though. Like,
it's, he said, yeah.
Nah, it's because I like what you said, but yeah. And I respect
that's
it.
That's what's up.
And you're a yes and God.
Yeah, you know.
That's what's up.
But I forget what it's called, man. I love it's like bad something. It's called bad something. But speaking of bad something, Bad Santa. You like that as a Christmas movie?
To this day.
One of the best Christmas movies ever.
Okay, you know what?
For adults.
I'm glad you brought this up because I feel like one of my favorite Christmas movies doesn't get respect in my household. I'm about to kick everybody out that motherfucker.
Die Hard.
No, not Die Hard. I'm not one of those guys. Die Hard's a Christmas movie.
Okay.
Die Hard's great, though. I'd love Die Hard, all of them, all the way up until the Sam Jack movie. Mm-hmm. Everything after that, like
Die Another Day, you got to put some respect on homeboy's name. What's his name? Fucking Justin Long, you gotta put some respect. Long game
on Die Harder. Was it Die Harder or Die Hard 4 or whatever?
Yeah, it was all tech.
Die Harder,
Die Hard like with his the tech.
Daughter's boyfriend or something.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, but
yeah, no.
Jingle All the Way, top tier Christmas movie.
Come here, don't ever leave my side.
We're gonna get you a turbo, man.
Hey, yeah. I said
turbo.
We're skipping through.
Shout out to Sinbad.
I told Al, I got like 20 minutes before y'all get here, so what do you want to watch? And she was like, I don't know. And we're looking through movies. There's Christmas movies popping up. She's like, you know, one of these days, we're going to have to watch The Grinch. And I'm like, okay, whatever. I don't care.
Relax, Al.
Relax, Al. Fuck you. Don't get your panties up in a bunch. Put them in my mouth.
Don't make your panties in my headband.
No wrinkles in my mouth.
Anyways.
Starch it.
Yeah.
Starch it. Yo, fight them right now. Talking about girls' panties again?
Yeah.
You starch. You brought it here, bitch. It's your fault.
I'm Tony Starch.
Tony Starch just has pressed clothes all the time. This is the sharpest fits. Yo, that's why he's Iron Man. Yo, you stiff as hell, man.
Oh, hell yeah. Man. Hell yeah, Dad.
That's what's up.
Stiff ass panties in your mouth.
That's my new yes and. That's what's up.
What were we talking about?
Panties.
No, Christmas movies.
Yeah, that.
She said you're going to watch The Grinch.
Yeah, so then I was like, I scrolled down and there's Tim Allen in... what's homeboy's name? Martin Short in like Santa Claus 3 or 4 or some shit like that.
It's Santa Claus 3 and it's okay. When he comes back as Jack, or when he comes out as Jack Frost.
I didn't know that.
Martin Short, shout out to him.
But I said, oh, I love the Santa Claus. And I remember as a kid, I used to do this shit. Like I'd be walking down like anywhere.
Carpool.
Let's say Target or Fedco or some shit. And then with my parents, and I just break into this. Y'all remember that shit? Because they do that shit in the Santa Claus, the first one?
I can't wait till you put in a clip. But I have not seen it.
No, what part is that?
I don't know. It's like their montage towards the end once they're making all the toys.
The elves and shit.
And the elves. And then Santa Claus and...
Oh, yeah, shut up.
But I told Al, oh, I love the Santa Claus. She goes... Oh, is that the one with Tim the Tool Man Taylor? Tim Allen.
Nah, Tim the Tool Man Taylor.
Yes, but his name is Tim Allen.
Shout out to Bernard and Judith.
Who's that?
The elves, man.
I don't remember that shit.
Bernard, he's the one that brings them in. He shows them all the ropes. And then Judith is the nice elf that gives the son hot chocolate. And then turns out she's the waitress at the Denny's.
Mm-hmm.
When they didn't have hot chocolate.
Look, man, I remember.
Look, we're all out of hot chocolate.
I remember this.
He said, look, man, fuck all that. Like, I'm talking about stomp the yard at the end of the movie.
I'm sorry, honey, yeah. We're all out of chocolate milk.
That stomp the yard 007?
That was pumping up.
No, that was sounding like 007.
Pump it up. We came to get it crunk when the dame was hit the pump. We came to get it. Oh.
So, anyways, Terrible Man. Jingle All the Way. Man. One of the best Christmas movies of all time.
Love that movie.
Where did Sinbad?
Just trying to get his son a toy, man.
Just trying to get him a toy.
Sinbad being a dickhead.
What was the tiger?
What tiger?
What tiger?
There was like a tiger that it was a he gave him the tiger toy and he's like, I didn't want the tiger toy.
I don't know, but that happened with me and my sister.
The villain, maybe?
No, it was like Turbo Man's like
nemesis or
no. It was like his friend. Turbo Man's like sidekick. It was like Sabretooth.
Oh yeah, it's like when you want Ninja Turtle toys and your mom got you like April O'Neil. Fuck, I'm gonna do with this. Fuck, I'm gonna do a Casey Jones.
I can't even jack off to this, mom.
Casey Jones is kind of tight. He had like the
hell yeah,
the Friday mask.
It's Booster.
Friday the 13th mask.
Yeah, Booster was his name.
No, my parents used to do that. They used to give us like, but they would do it as a joke. Mm. They'd give us like the side characters, and we'd be like, oh okay. And then like at the end, they'd bring out the actual toys we wanted, and we're like, oh cool. But my sister
that's cute as shit.
But then they're like, you're like, why'd you spend money on this shit?
I can play with these
stupid ass joke
loser toys.
Waste some money on a fucking joke.
Now, 1 year, my sister, like she was still a little kid, one of the twins, and she wanted Snow Buddies. Mm-hmm. Remember like the Air Bud and all those movies where they had like branched off into like other fucking movies. And one of them was Snow Buddies, and it was like snow dogs and shit. I couldn't find Snow Buddies because it hadn't come out yet. So I got her another one of those movies, and she opens it up on Christmas. She goes, I wanted Snow Buddies. I just felt like shit on her for the rest of the Christmas.
Wait, you didn't actually get her what she wanted?
No, like,
you didn't do what your parents did?
I thought she was a kid, so I was like, she's not going to know a difference, whatever. She goes, I want a Snow Buddies.
But did she watch that shit?
Not to this day. She still tells me about it. She's like, remember when you didn't give me Snow Buddies?
To this day.
To this day. I'm like, well, fuck yeah. That's why you gay. I showed her. Mike, what's one of your favorite Christmas movies? Hit us.
He's like, we didn't celebrate Christmas.
He's like, oh, Guatemala. I don't know.
Fuck it.
I didn't watch that.
Jehovah's Witness.
I didn't watch any of those movies.
It sucks because, like,
I didn't watch any of those movies.
That was good. That was a good one.
Yeah. I had to repeat it.
Just in case. Because he didn't get no love, man.
Yeah, I gave him love.
On a low.
No, you got to show me love.
Jingle all the Way has to be there. But Home Alone, I think, is an all-timer for me.
Home Alone 1 or 2, who you picking?
Oh, man. Okay, so the pigeon lady is number 2, right?
I don't want no pigeons.
And nobody's going to fucking answer
That's
me?
That's the wrong melody.
That was no Scrubs.
I don't want no pigeon. That's not how it goes. I don't want no pigeon.
How does it go? Say it.
I don't want no Scrubs.
No, I don't want no pigeons.
There you go. You don't know?
I do know. Then, 40 Thieves.
Then why don't you say it?
Then why you give me that fucking side eye?
Fucking, yeah.
Bitch, that Christmas movie.
Aladdin and the 40 Thieves, underrated movie.
Oh, 100%. Love that one. But yeah, it has to
straight
be.
Straight to VHS, bitch?
Yeah.
I like Home Alone 1 as an all-timer, but I do have a thing. I do have, I think I'll watch both. Once 2 came out, I would watch both.
You ever seen that conspiracy theory that Home Alone just grew up to be Jigsaw?
Oh, shit. No.
I like that shit. That shit makes a lot of sense. Even though I know it's not real. But
yeah, but when it makes sense.
That's a cool theory that I want to believe.
Yeah.
Like he went from booby-trapping his house for these fucks to just wanting to torture people forever.
Conspiracy theories are fun, man. I mean, you don't have to believe them. You can just read them and just enjoy them. They're fucking fun.
If you were in Saw, what would your booby trap be that you're stuck to?
Oh, man, dude.
That I'm stuck to or
like,
that
Yeah, that you're stuck to. That, like... Something that you fear the most that you think, they got me stuck here doing this shit.
It's gotta be someone on my dick.
No. He's got your dick in a vice.
Like, that's the only, like, arms and limbs. It's like, all right, I'm cool.
He's got your dick in a Chinese finger trap.
Yeah.
But it has, like, spikes on the inside.
I don't want detectives coming in like, damn, they took his dick.
Like, I would feel like it's something gluttony. Like, I would have to fucking eat a lot of shit. Like, you gotta fucking eat. You gotta eat a lot of shit.
You're like a...
You gotta eat actual shit.
I imagine Gary just sitting there with the tube in his mouth and the picture of me in front of him. Like he's like, that's gonna happen to you. And he just keeps feeding you and feeding him.
Nah, he will do like the fucking human centipede with you. Oh, you gotta eat his shit.
Fuck, that's my torture die. Right there, yeah.
Fuck any trap. Mike shitting in my mouth.
Human centipede and I'm last?
Yeah.
Fuck. Because I would...
Who would you be, though?
Low-key, I'd want to be, like, in the middle, because at least I'm getting my ass ate, but I wouldn't want to be last.
Now I'm last, I'm just... More.
Shit on shit on shit.
Fucking Kevin McAllister will know what to do. There's no more.
The whale.
If I was in that situation, I'd have no problem shitting in somebody's mouth.
Wait, so the whale's gay? Who's in the whale?
Brendan Fraser?
And this character is gay, yes.
You tell me that.
Brendan Gaiser?
But you like the movie, right?
Not now, not anymore. Oh, gay ass.
I almost threw my popcorn at this.
Wait, that's gay porn you jacking off to?
I didn't know it was gay.
Oh, fat. What you doing, the reverse grip with your fat ass? You can't jerk your dick, right?
Yo, I almost threw my fucking popcorn bag at the screen. That movie was tough to watch.
When bro. You find out?
Really?
Well, just because there's a moment in the movie where he, like, goes on a bender. And
he can't bend. Liar. Can't bend and shit.
Can't bend shit on a binge and on a food binge. It was hard to watch. A lot of things were hard to watch in that movie.
All right, but when he went on that food binge, did it all look delicious?
No, not at all, bro.
Did the credits say "in loving memory" to someone?
You're a fucking idiot. Not a real life movie.
In bro. Tasty memory.
In savory memory.
It's not. I thought it was based on a real story.
No, motherfuckers.
I want to come, motherfucker.
Come, motherfucker.
I want to come. Wait, so.
The fuck?
So you almost threw your popcorn at the screen. Why? Yeah. Because it made you feel bad for eating it? Or because you're like, ah, this bullshit.
This shit ain't no butter in this. Ain't no butter
you
in
this. You got this dry ass popcorn? Yeah. You ain't even put no M&M's in
the whole time,
nobody's dick is in this bottom of this popcorn.
I've been digging forever.
Like, the movie is sad. The movie's important. I'm just like, this fucking popcorn ain't good enough.
Get up, go ahead.
Get up, go ahead.
No, you ugly.
It's the movie just like it, when it's fucking relatable, it gets to you, bro. Like yeah. that movie fucked me
but
up.
But you relate to the gay porn stuff?
Was it gay shit? You realize he's been talking about he brought up the movie and all he's been talking about is that gay shit. You love that shit.
How many characters are in that movie?
Look at him go. You love that shit.
Yeah. Love that shit. Nasty ass.
Yep, gay. How many characters what?
Are in that movie.
Are
in that movie.
Just one really big one.
just the whale himself.
No, doesn't he have a daughter?
So it's his daughter, his
so
best
he wasn't
friend.
Always gay.
According to the story.
He evolved.
Yeah. The pokey became Snorlax.
Whale-ax.
That's funny. You know, it's okay.
He's a whale of a whale.
So he has a daughter.
Yeah, he has a daughter.
But he likes jerking off the dudes. Gotcha.
Yeah. The beginning of the... Well, you're not going to
watch
it.
We all do it.
You're not going to watch it. The beginning of the movie is him tricking off the gay porn.
Oh, shit. Yeah. No, I'm watching it now.
Sold.
I didn't know it was this dope.
All we've been talking about is motherfucking eating food. He's jacking off the gay porn in the beginning?
Yes.
No, sign me up.
All right, so 1 to 10.
Okay.
I want 1,000. The mic review.
What's his weight?
Oh, the weight.
Yeah, 10. Yeah, is he a ton or a 10?
From 1 to ton.
From 1 to ton. 1 to ton.
Yes, sir.
From 1 to whale.
Yeah. How many whales do you give it?
1 to mammal.
How many blow holes do you give the movie?
From 1 to dork. To what penis?
That's whale's dick. I got you. We
here.
Had to put it.
Yeah.
No,
hippopotamus.
It's a dork. It's a ton. It's a whale. It's top tier. I enjoyed the movie a lot, although it did give me the feels. I enjoyed it. Not for the gay shit like Ricardo.
Yeah, but you could. It shouldn't make you feel like I relate to this because you're a walking man. The whale couldn't even
some
get out.
Some would say.
One
might classify.
If you have footage of me getting up from this couch,
you are a walking man.
Every time we start the pod, I am sitting down.
We can confirm.
I'm giving you credit here. I'm giving you respect.
Come on, you know we always dig on
it. I'm respecting your fat ass. I said you walk, bitch.
Listen to me, bitch.
Yeah,
Gary's the worst with compliments, isn't he? Like
the worst.
He's the shittiest backhanded compliment.
I was trying to give you a.
Hey, you relate, but your fat ass be walking and shit, right?
I'm sitting here talking about. Hey guys, I've been fasting. I've been drinking Gatton the Water.
Yo, like, Mike was feeling good before he came to Gary's house.
Just shut your fat ass up.
And Gary's like, "Oh, you still fat though, right?"
What's that shirt size? Still five? Still 5X?
I ain't even know went that high. What, you double pornos?
Double pornos.
What, you 6X? You XXX?
Aye, yo.
It's sad that he had to just break that down because we didn't laugh hard enough to double porno.
Come on, man. Keep up. That's what's up.
Oh, that's hilarious. That's probably the best part of that whole fucking rant.
That's what's up.
You not XXX, XXX.
State of the Union.
You not Diesel and Cube.
Yeah. Vin Cube. Yeah, Vin Cube.
Why is this not working?
You not Ice Diesel.
Well, I'm gonna connect. Don't worry.
Why you bullying me?
There we go. We back.
You. Why you bullying me?
Okay,
here
we go.
We here.
What's up with your cheap ass cable?
I don't know, bro.
Hey, before we go any further, I have a funny thing to talk about. Okay. So remember, we were talking about how my CPAP went out, and I have.
Speaking of being fat, let's get it.
Yeah. Oh. He's on.
If you're looking for a boss, talk to me.
So,
gotta show me love.
In order to make sure that I'm figuring out if I'm doing okay without my CPAP machine, I decided to get an app to track my snoring. Unfortunately, my snoring doesn't know when to classify my snoring. I mean, my app doesn't know when to classify me as snoring or a cat, a dog, or farting.
Wait.
Yes.
Are these recordings of your snoring?
Yes.
And then you're going to tell us what it. Okay. Oh, No.
Well, we can do that too.
Now you download the app. I download the app. We're gonna listen to our snoring too.
I don't think Gary snores. You snore, Gary?
I probably snore when I'm drunk the most.
It's gonna be Gary having sex with himself. I was knocked out.
So Gary, I beat my
me. Yeah, just right there jacking off the gay porn, watching the whale.
Just two screens.
Eden.
So it's supposed to track. It's so this app tracks the audio, right? So it classifies things. Mind you, this app is next to me, and there's nothing else around me. This is what my app classifies as a dog.
Yeah.
Little ass dog.
No, I wasn't done. You gotta let it play out. You gotta let it play out. Hold on.
See why now, right?
It's Chihuahua. I can see that.
And that's clear that was a snore, right?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
That sounds like Cheech Marin and Oliver and Company.
What we should have done is we should have got this and a couple other sound clips and played a game called Snore or Animal.
Facts.
All right, I'll do this then. Is this a snore or something else?
That's a car. That's a bus picking up passengers.
Tractor.
It was a hard, it wasn't even a snore. It was my fan plus a hard breathing.
Okay.
So I have one more.
Right, machine.
Actually, I have a couple more.
Okay, cool. Oh, shit. That's a snore. That's a
panther about to attack.
No, hey, close enough. That's a cat.
Look at me. I know a pussy when I hear it.
Yeah. Wakanda forever.
That's right. RP.
Oh, shit.
That's a pack of dogs.
We're in the gray. Or the black.
Or the black. Meet the blacks.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's a cat.
That's not a cat.
It's classified as a fucking cat.
That's cat dog.
Oh, fucking
cat dog. Cat diggity dog.
Big dog.
Hey, big dog.
No, cat dog is my
That's the king of the jungle right there.
I want to be a mighty king.
This next one pissed me off, and I'm not even going to let you guys guess.
Jason Weaver. My mustache hair got stuck in this thing.
Gay.
That's pretty gay.
I'm not gonna even going to let you guys guess because I was pissed that this classified it as a fart. Listen.
A little toot. I just like the app classifies farts too.
Yeah.
Bitch, I didn't ask you to do that.
Like, it could have just said, this is you snoring, but it said, is this a cat? Or is this, no, it's not a fucking cat or
dog. I know I'd be ripping them when I'm asleep.
It's a fart.
I'll be farting when I'm asleep.
I ain't gonna lie to you. When it said fart, I was like, oh shit, it got a fart. I didn't know I farted in my sleep. Nope, that's a snore.
Did it capture any farts?
No, because the farts are still snores.
Are you sure there's not like a tiny fart in the background that I just heard?
Look, I'll go to one more day where I recorded it.
Can you fart into the mic so you can capture it one night?
Yeah. I'm not Bobby Lee, bro. So here's another one that classified as a fart.
You're not Asian?
Oh, yeah, that sounds like you.
You're taking a breath.
Yo, you want chill? No. What's up with you?
It sounded like your voice.
Sound like when you're too close to the mic. I heard it before.
Yeah, right? That's exactly what he was saying.
No, it sounded like...
Did we do vehicle already? Yeah, we did vehicle, right?
No, we haven't.
Oh, this is what classifies as a vehicle.
Hit us with the bus.
Let's see.
But that's your fan. You sleep with a fan, too.
Yeah, but hold on.
And a stand.
You heard that one?
Yeah, it sounded like I'm trying to start my car.
That's the fucking king of the jungle.
Yeah, you're definitely a predatory animal.
Just located in my jaw.
but this app has been roasting me, bro.
So, does it, are you using that just because of the lack of machine? Like, when you have the machine, do you snore?
It sounds like he has machine.
So with the machine, it sounds like you are the machine. Yeah. It sounds like you are Bert Kreischer. So with the machine, you don't do it.
Not at all.
Okay.
No, that shit, it basically clears my airways, so I'm not snoring at all.
Clears my ear.
Does the CPAP like?
It's just
sound like that.
Though? No, mine doesn't. There are CPAPs that make noise. Uh-huh. Mine doesn't. Mine just
makes some noise.
And mine's it's just here.
You can either use a mouth or a nose. I use a nose, but like his, like I have a bigger nose one. He has like just the actual. Just
I don't got shit. What are you talking about?
Oh, my bad. Damn, I'm doxing them.
They gonna find me now through my machine. I am the machine. That's good.
Yeah, man.
I'm glad that you're, I don't know, listening to yourself sleep. That's creepy as fuck.
I ain't gonna lie. When I saw talking, I was scared because, oh shit, I'm talking.
But talking, oh no, like I would think like someone else. Like,
yeah, right.
I would get scared. Like there's fucking people in.
I almost didn't push play, but every time I push play, was it just me snoring?
Yeah. It's funny because I got the same doorbell cam that you have, the Google Nest. And I was always worried that we're gonna accidentally capture just some weirdo at the door and it's gonna spook me like a fucking ghost.
Yeah.
So I got at the lowest sensitivity.
Especially where you live now. That's fucking crazy.
I don't want to capture any ghosts coming to my house.
Any ghosts, any spooks.
Have you guys seen that Tesla that went to the cemetery and allegedly captured all those ghosts?
No.
Yeah, there was a guy driving in a Tesla through a cemetery and it just started capturing ghosts. Allegedly.
Yeah, because the Teslas have the cameras that have motion sensors that tell you you're standing too close to the car.
Yeah, and you would see the actual figures in the actual screen.
Oh,
figures.
But it looks...
Yeah, for real.
Technology
relax.
Relax.
With technology nowadays, you never know. They could have, you know, just made that
shit. So many figures in here.
Hitting figures.
Figures.
You can't use that word, Gary.
I said figures.
What's my motherfucking name?
Look here, my figure.
And who I'm rolling with, huh? What's it called? Fuck. What was I gonna say? Damn, it had to do with ghosts. No, I don't know.
Ghosts.
Do you believe in ghosts?
I do, but I'd rather not even stay on this topic.
Yeah. Oh, you scared? You scared to invite him into the realm?
Come on.
No, because my mom said if you talk about it, then you invite them in. I know the whole thing. You're not supposed to name them either.
I'm good.
Have you ever seen one? Don't name one.
No, what?
Never name it. If you name it, it stays.
Oh, shit.
So don't go like, oh, there's Billy over there, because it's going to stay.
Oh, damn.
You just named a fucking ghost.
Do you see one, bitch?
Probably is one in here the whole time.
Yeah, he's right there.
The whole time.
Mac Miller.
He's a ghost.
And a captain man's wife.
All right, we're going to jump off this topic because Gary's scared as fuck.
No, but
you scary?
I am scary.
But what I am scared of is talking in your sleep. Mm-hmm. I've been told I have talked in my sleep, but it's like a bunch of gibberish.
Yeah.
I kind of want to record it, but then, like, what if I, like, say some wild shit when I'm sleeping?
What about your significant other?
Who? What's his name?
What's his name?
Well, are you the whale?
So he did like the whale. Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, you want to see my dork?
Answer the question.
What about him?
I want to see Blubber.
What about him? Has he told me that I talk in my sleep?
No, does he snore? I mean, does he talk in his sleep?
No, your significant other. The ball and chain.
Yeah.
Have you ever, because my ball and chain, I'll be sleeping next to her, you know, from time to time, because I have to, I guess.
You feel me?
But
you smell me?
When she's talking, murmuring or something, mm-hmm. I feel bad that I gotta like shake her or wake her up, but I feel like I'm saving her from having a bad dream. Okay. But also, I feel like
saying the wrong thing while she's asleep.
Yeah. Well, they tell you people that sleepwalk, you're not supposed to wake
them up. Exactly. That's why I feel bad doing it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, well, stop having a fucking bad dream.
Well, she's not sleepwalking. She's just talking in her sleep.
Yeah, she's sleeping.
Yeah.
If she's sleepwalking, don't fuck with her. Let her eat whatever's in the fridge.
So I take the pillow off of her face at this point.
Hey, you ever seen those pornos where like, my brother's sleepwalking?
I'm stuck in the washing machine.
I'm like, oh my God, now he's putting his dick in me. I can't wake him up.
Yeah, you be going deep. I have never seen that porn, bro.
Oh, but you're going to go start sleepwalking porn now.
I will.
Hey, low-key, it's just kind of hot.
Yeah. But not brother or sister. Though. I don't want to see no incest.
Stepbrother.
Not real. Not real,
Curry. Oh my God.
Neither are ghosts, but here we are.
My stepbrother just came into my room and he's sleepwalking. He's taking his dick out.
I'm not supposed to wake him up. I'm supposed to let him do what he needs to do.
Yeah, and she fucks him. Oh, shit. That's hot stuff. You should, you know.
So is this what you're going to be jacking off in the beginning of your movie?
Gay porn.
Sleepwalking porn. Sorry.
And I'll be
same movie.
Some halfsies. I mean, stroking it to some halfsies.
Would you ask your significant other if you heard some
facties?
If you heard some things, facties. If you heard something,
to some fatsies.
Yeah, yo, snuffle. Snuffleupagus.
Well, we've already established I can't get up from this couch.
He's asleep right now. Actually, dead asleep.
Go ahead, Mike. Sorry.
No, your significant others. If they allegedly
sleep sitting up is crazy. Yes. As fuck.
Hey, man. Welcome to my next week.
He's sleeping in a lazy boy.
I know someone who does that.
Who does what?
Sleeps in his lazy boy.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
I that was
he's
a solution.
By 80, but I mean.
That was a solution, but that ends up fucking with your hips, and it's not good for you, your body posture, whatever. Anyway,
you have a prone bone.
You have a prone bone. Your significant others, if they would have said something in their sleep that you were like, "What the fuck?" Would you question them in the morning?
Who the fuck is Steve?
Yeah,
you really would question them in the morning?
No,
would you just chalk it up. Let's say she does say something. Would you chalk it up to the dream, or would you just be like? Nah, what the fuck? Yeah. Who's that?
What's the dream's real name?
Terrius Nash.
Who's Terrius Nash?
It wasn't a dream. It really happened.
It was the dream.
Who's Terrius Nash?
Yeah, shout out to, what was that? That album that he put out? Where he put his name, Terrius Nash? 1977 or some shit like that?
Possibly.
Fire album. Anyways, so you would just chalk it up to a nightmare or you'd actually question her?
Yeah, no, I would be like, yo, what was this about?
Yeah, you were asleep, and I heard you talking to your other boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. Or even worse, like, no, Gary's going to find out.
What's up with your dream boyfriend?
Like, there was no name whatsoever. Yeah.
What's all up with your dream boyfriend?
Yeah. All you heard was, Gary's going to find out.
Yeah, fuck, dude.
Nah, yo, if I hear that, I'm waking her up right there. I'm just boring her.
Nah.
Who the fuck is that?
I go to prison. I'm like, Gary's going to find out what? We're going to find you gonna sleepwalk now out this door.
I just dump a bucket of water on her face.
Yeah.
They would just dead that by telling you
who the fuck is Gary.
Like you can't.
My name is Razzie.
You can't call do anything if it's a celebrity.
Call me by my stage name.
Yeah, I hate that she doesn't. I hate when she calls me Gary.
Why?
Because she says Gary.
Yeah, Gary.
There's no E's in my name.
Yeah. Hey, yo, Gary, Indiana.
Gary.
So she just goes pet names.
And when I like baby. Like Gary F. Baby. No, but Gary, she calls me Gary sometimes, refers to me as Gary. I'm like,
I hate that you have an adult name.
Yeah, right?
Like you're a little kid named Gary. It's an adult name.
I always think about that shit. Like when you name it, when people name their kids, it's like they're going to grow up to be that for the rest of their lives. It's like, it's a name though.
Yeah. So she calls you Gary?
Yeah. No, sometimes when she just refers to me with her family, and it's like Gary, and I just don't like it.
Don't you wish you had a cooler name?
Yeah, for real. That's why I feel like Raz is a better name, right? You'll call me Raz, Razzy. Call me G, but she will never call me G.
Call me G is hilarious.
Yo, can you call me G?
A lot of people call me that. And it's like, cool
nickname. Who the fuck calls you G? Never called you
when
G.
When the fuck did we get ice cream?
No. Like, I know why she won't call me that, but at the same time.
Because you never found it?
Heyo!
Echo.
What are you, falling cave?
Heyo! Whoa.
That shit went all the way to the G spot.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, 5 inches deep in your mom.
I guess, bro.
Nah, but people at work call me that. They call me, girls call me Gary Bear.
Ain't you Nathaniel B?
Fuck yeah. Guys call me G.
Yo, I like snuffing women that
call
you Gary
she don't
Bear.
Like that shit.
Yeah, I wouldn't like
she
that
don't like that
she don't
shit.
Like a woman call you Gary?
No, Gary Bear.
Gary Bear.
Oh, what about when I call you Gary Bear? Because that's what I gave you that name.
Yeah, you know. I mean, I think she's okay with guys calling me Gary Bear.
These fucking hussies and floozies be calling you Gary Bear.
That's what
at
I'm
work?
Saying, bro. That's what I'm saying.
These fucking two-bit hussies?
Yeah. I'm a bear, and my name is Gary.
Chill the fuck out.
Yo, tell him to relax. Gary Bear, can you get me some gauze? Bitch, my wife is here.
Bear Gary, maybe. This should just call me Bear. Just flip it.
What the fuck's wrong with you?
And reverse it.
All this shit.
Beery.
You can call me G, or you can call me Bear Gary.
Hey, you call me G, or you call me G, baby.
Bear Gary sounds hard, though.
Yo,
don't
beer,
call
beer,
me no Gary. I don't like Gary. Nothing.
How you said it?
Yeah.
You beer Gary. Bear
Gary.
Bear
Gary.
Bear Gary.
Hey, Bear Gear.
You don't like Care Bear, but call me Bear Gear.
You seen the Indispensables? What's the fucking shit called? With Bear Jew?
You seen the Pez Dispensables? What, bitch?
He said the Pez Dispensables.
Now, I want to talk to these.
The Bear Jew. What's the movie called?
Inglourious Bastards, bro. You're not even close.
Indispensable Bastards.
I was going to say Uncut Gems.
Oh, man, you're terrible.
Yo, I stand with Al. Fuck these bitches calling you Gary Bear.
Well, you seen that movie Indispensables? Indispensibles?
Oh, did you watch Thanksgiving? Because you watch movies.
Yeah, so. I was there.
I didn't feel like it was going to be good. Your sister said it was a good movie.
Your sister's keep going.
Hey, your sister's keep. That's just, yeah, that your sister's movie?
Hey, fuck you watching movies with my sister for.
Get out of that washing machine.
Get out. Yo!
I can't. I'm stuck.
Yo.
I'm sorry, Gary. Mike was sleepwalking. I didn't want to wake
up. Shut the fuck up, fool. Stupid ass.
That was a real reaction. Hey, shut the fuck up, stupid ass. Holy shit. Oh,
holy
man.
Shit.
Man, I'm gonna whip this hoe. Excuse me, bitch.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Holy shit. Yo, shout out to you. Y'all not defend yourselves, man. Get it.
Oh, man. Because I defended her first, and then he said...
No, you took it too far.
Yeah. He's like, shut the fuck up.
All I said was he was sleepwalking. I said, what happened? She could have woke him up. You don't know. He probably was snoring. Yeah. Judging from that recording.
Bro, that was hilarious.
Oh, my God. Why do we
I'm
do
locally
this?
Glad you said it, because who knows how far this fool would have went.
I wasn't going to go that far.
Yeah, no, if nobody stops you, you go far as fuck.
I do go far when nobody stops me.
That shit was hilarious. Because he laughed because it was funny. But he had to let you know, like, all right, man, cut it.
Yeah.
Not a chance. Got the cutty.
I just didn't feel like.
Obese Genesis.
Because of the cast.
Obese Genesis.
No, come here, nigga.
No. I was talking to him.
No, no,
I was talking to him.
No.
Oh, shit.
Happy birthday.
Stay you. In, you ugly and you broke.
Damn.
That was so awful that it has to be a straight to me.
Like, damn, boy, he said.
You know who said it?
Any fat person that is in the room and gets offended by obese Genesis.
Obese Genesis.
I'm obese.
What, you crib walking, your fat ass?
He said obese.
Rib walking.
I had to give you the hand. Sorry.
You make rib walking?
Yeah. And that was from me and Ricardo.
Yeah. Wait, bitch, what?
Hey, shut the fuck up, fool.
Bitch, I wasn't offended. Holy shit. Holy shit. Holy shit. Holy shit.
You going to the show, Mike?
Oh, yeah. Just let me know.
Why my shit keep falling?
Gary's talking about
keep
wrestling.
Keep on falling.
Wait, what show? Where are we going?
We're going to L.A. Forum. Watch some wrestling. Yeah.
Is SmackDown? Is it Monday Night Raw?
No, it's a live event.
It's just a live event.
Okay. How much is tickets?
$60.
Cool, I'm in.
You are?
Where would they?
The 30th. Saturday, I think.
Of December?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
It's actually a Friday. That's a Friday.
No, it's Saturday.
Are there ATMs going to work on like fucking SummerSlam?
Hopefully. It's the forum. I mean,
the forum's always popping off.
Man, I feel so bad for you guys that day. At my bachelor party, they stopped selling alcohol. Dude, we were in Vegas. Yeah,
the only booze we got was those buckets of booze we got outside the doors before we went in.
Yeah.
I forgot who bought like a bunch of beers for everybody.
We stole like two beers.
Grab a couple Robies.
Yeah,
I don't drink, so I didn't really know until we left and you said, before they stopped selling alcohol.
But you were still taking fucking edibles to the face.
That was one day.
That wasn't that time.
Terrible. No, I didn't.
You had that plan. You went in with that plan.
So that fucking, the first day we went, my plan was to go edible my life away.
Mm-hmm.
But then I started skiing a bit, and then I was just like, Gary, I gotta
ski.
Go. I gotta go back to the hotel. And Gary was like, "All right, man, go
twist
ahead."
Tea.
I was like, "I can't because this was terrible."
Tea.
I was scaring everybody, telling them like, "I don't know what's going on with me, man."
Yeah. Hey, man. Yeah. No, I remember that.
I had my pen with me. Why was I not high at SummerSlam?
You want me to help you out, bro? I got you.
Hey, you're a good guy, Gary.
Little arms.
Here we go.
Hey man, I wish Gary would get stuck in a washing machine.
Yo, chill the fuck out, man. What the fuck's wrong with this guy?
I can't talk about Gary now. I can't talk about Bear Gear.
Hell yeah.
Don't let me call the Bear Gear.
Incorporable fucking bastard.
Yeah, man.
Indispensables. Los desgraciados.
That's what's up.
That was my wedding song for real though. Incomportable.
Oh, I can die in Glorious Bastards.
By Farouk. No.
Is it Farouk? Fuck, he's a wrestler, bro.
Yeah.
Farouk,
he's got a wrestler brain.
No, he sings the same one as
is he black?
Bilas. What's that song called? Da 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 da.
I don't sound.
That's Farruko. Farruko is what I'm talking about. But El Incomportable is my fucking. Remember that shit I was doing the. What's that type of, what's that Russian dance? When you, river dance.
Well, that's not the river dance.
But it is.
It's not the river dance.
What is it?
I don't know what that's called, but that's the river dance is completely
different. Yeah, when you cross your arms and you do that one. That's my jam right there.
It's a drop. Hit it.
Long
beat.
There it is.
Yeah. Mike, you'd know if you went to the wedding.
Oh, man.
Remember when you didn't go because of COVID?
Fake COVID.
That's what it's called.
You didn't go because of COVID.
Keep it going. I'm going to get a beer.
Hey, grab a couple real beers. All right. Yo, Mike. So, for Christmas.
Yeah.
Because it's coming up. I don't mean to date this pod, even though we're going to drop it once a month. When you were a kid, what was your favorite gift that you got?
Oh, shit. It would have to be when I got a Sega Genesis and I got the Dick Tracy game along with Moonwalker.
You got the Dick Tracy game?
Yes, along with Moonwalker.
Who the fuck wanted the Dick Tracy game?
I didn't call for this shit. My mom just gave it to me.
Also, I didn't know there was a Dick Tracy game. Now I'm going to download it so I can play it on my little emulator.
Yeah, there was a Sega Genesis Dick Tracy game. My mom gave it to me because, like, I was complaining that all my friends...
Because y'all was Poe?
Yeah.
Poe. Made you sneeze?
I'm allergic to fucking brokenness.
I make you weak in the sneeze.
Yo, so, real quick, the name of that dance is actually called the Katoxy Kick.
Weak in my sneeze.
It's not a river dance. It's called the Katoxy Kick.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, thanks. The toxic dance.
What? Tosoxy, man. What's it called, Mike? Mike, see, I told you I should have closed that window.
I think that's what it is.
Mike, see, I told you you shouldn't be sniffing flowers outside.
You got sleep apnea.
Fapnea? That's when you jack off while you snoring?
Or like Gary said, jack off with the machine?
That was right. Okay, so you got a Sega, but you got Dick Tracy. So it was like your best gift, but also your worst gift.
My mom had the habit of getting the system that came out the year after. Like, my friends would get a PlayStation, I get a Sega Genesis. I get a PlayStation, my friends get a Dreamcast.
Sega.
Damn.
Yeah, my mom was like that. Because my mom didn't like...
You're getting like hand-me-down systems.
Dude, 100%. If it was on sale, my mom got it.
Shout out to mom. Y'all ever had the GameCube? I think my sister had the GameCube.
I don't think I got to the GameCube.
She gets stuck in the GameCube, Richard. Relax.
It's like Jumanji, like the new Jumanji, when they get stuck in the video game.
She's the Rock.
So y'all had every system ever?
No.
My brother had GameCube. I didn't have every system ever. I can tell you what systems I had. I had Nintendo. Mm. I had Sega. Then I had Nintendo 64. And then I had the first Xbox. And I think that was it when I was a kid.
You went my cousin's route. I think my cousins and I, we interchanged fucking.
That's what me and my cousin did too.
Yeah, yeah. So if I had this, they got that.
Yep.
Shit like that.
I got the Nintendo 64. My cousin got the Xbox. I mean, mm-hmm. I got the Xbox. My cousin got the PlayStation 1.
Mm-hmm.
I had the Nintendo for the, so many systems came out, but I had the Nintendo for the longest.
Well, like one? Nintendo one?
Yeah, bro.
Atari-ass-looking-ass.
We're playing Halo, as motherfuckers playing Excitebike.
I didn't get a
Duck
system
after
the second year of Sega Genesis. That's when I got the Sega. But I had Nintendo. I didn't get the Super Nintendo. I didn't get Sega Genesis until the year or two after.
You want a soda or something?
I got water.
Okay.
Because you hear the congestion or some shit? Oh.
No, fuck that. If I heard congestion, I wouldn't offer you a soda.
That was because of how poor you're talking. You might need some.
Are you want a beer? Bitch? I have beer.
Are you
parched? I have soda. You don't want nothing else? You okay?
I'm good, Papa.
Your broke ass.
Nah, but let's sing a happy birthday real quick. How old are you?
37 now.
Fuck, you are older than us.
Holy shit. Holy shit.
Holy shit. Holy shit. That's my guy, though. He's 1 year older than us, huh?
Yeah, he is, actually. He was born in 86.
You guys are coming to me for all the wisdom. Son. I got y'all.
Sweet. Fuck. Oh, damn, Dad.
Damn. Call me Bear Gear. Call me Damn M.
Mike. What rhymes with Mike? Damn, Bike Mike.
I'm glad you didn't say Dyke first. I feel like Dyke was coming.
Happy birthday.
Stevie Wonder, he's blind. He's never seen a candle in his life.
In his life.
Oh, blind ass.
What do you know what a birthday like?
They were singing.
What if they asked him what's the shape of a birthday cake?
What?
Yeah, what's the shape of anything?
Yo, Steve, what's the shape of a birthday cake?
What's your shape?
I have a feeling it's the shape of a triangle.
Hey, Steve, was Stevie Wonder always blind? I almost said always gay.
I'm sure.
Was he always gay and blind?
I like watching those videos where people test his blindness.
He turned gay after he became blind.
Like, he had got up and then somebody like tried to give him a handshake when he got up from playing a set. And like, he kind of just looked and didn't shake it, and then somebody said, "Oh, but he looked though."
Have you ever seen that video of I think he's performing with Prince,
mm-hmm.
and they're at the Grammys or something. But anyways, point is, he's on stage, he's singing, and then like a mic stand tips over and it's about to fall, and
yeah, Stevie grabs it.
You ain't blind, bitch.
Woo! Nah, that's fucking Daredevil intuition.
Yeah, he's got that fucking Spidey sense.
Yeah.
Stevie Wonder's a superhero this whole time.
Yeah. Low key.
Stevie Wonder's the guardian of Hell's Kitchen.
He wasn't always blind?
I don't know. Ask him what his dick looks like.
Because Ray wasn't always blind, right?
Nah, it was when he was a kid. He started to get blind.
Okay.
But then he became a creep. He would like feel bitches' wrists and shit.
Yeah. I'm sure Stevie Wonder was doing that shit. I wonder how fat you are.
This is a sexy ass wrist you got.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, if you
talk about wrist guy, I got.
If you touch your wrist, what do you think he'll say? Yo, your wrist is really veiny.
But I think it's not even the wrist. I think
this hand is broken. So your fucking wrist is broken.
Yeah, why you got a ball on your wrist?
Because it's broken. It's a broken hand.
Damn, it looked like it caused some damage though.
Yeah,
what's up with it?
Now I'll backhand somebody. Bam, there's a fucking calcium right here.
That's a calcium deposit? Yo, cut that shit out, bitch. De hecho, el
calcio, mijo. Yeah, this shit was stuck in the fucking washing machine.
You know what they call
them? All that calcium.
You know, I'll give you a calcium deposit. You know,
they call them in the streets, they call them calcium.
Yeah. Bear girl.
Yo, you ever fucking side-eye me again, bitch?
How you see it?
Hey, hit him, fool.
No, not you, him.
He's over here. That's what I'm saying.
Every pot, he gives you like, okay.
Yo, Mike, so okay. Now that you're, okay, now that your birthday's passed, how you feeling?
Well, I don't have my CPAP machine, so I'm fucking dying,
man.
No, but yo, real quick, also.
Yeah, yo, real talk?
Yeah. Oh, no, if you were going to say something, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say you know, it's I'm listening. do a freaky, put all your phone out.
I'm jacking off. It's gay porn.
I just feel finally growing up. I think
finally perfect.
You know, I just finally this year actually.
You look smaller though.
I told you.
Yeah, like shrinking. No,
for real.
Like, no, I'm not lying to you. I felt it.
You're like you get older, you get it shorter.
You do.
I feel it. I'm not lying to you.
You asleep?
It's
on
just
the couch.
It's the.
That was awkward.
I have to yam it on you.
You fat, you stink, and you ugly, and you broke.
To this day, bitch. Nah, with the intermittent fasting and the water. Why?
I don't know why he laughed. No. I laughed at me.
Oh, I thought you were looking at him like, man, what the fuck?
I laughed at you because you looked at me.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Bitch.
But anyway, yeah.
Stupid.
With the intermittent fasting and the gallon of water, it's been helping. But
keep doing it.
You know.
You swimming.
You know what it is, though?
It works. Looking like Bert Kreischer right now.
At a certain point, like he said, mm-hmm. basically, at a certain point, you just wake up. Because
wake the fuck up. I'll slap you right now,
bitch,
motherfucker.
Bitch, I wish you would.
Simon says, wake the fuck up.
Bitch, I wish you would. You already got me on that. You got him on the obese joke book. All right, bitch.
What do you say about me?
Obese Genesis.
Obese Genesis.
I'll fight this motherfucker right fucking now.
But like, what I was going to say is that it, like, the travel on this trip, like, it was a lot. Like, my shoulders hurt from being just, like, in between people and shit like that.
Transportation?
Like, my shoulders, yeah, my shoulders.
Oh, when you went
suck
to
right now.
Costa Rica?
Nah, I went to El Salvador and Guatemala, you Guala Guala. And then
it's a bunch of BBLs out there?
Nah, I didn't see that many BBLs.
Just yours?
I saw some naturals.
Just yours?
I saw the homemade, naturales.
I saw that homemade shit.
That fucking,
that's what I'll be fucking with. Maybe so I need to go out there and get wifey.
You should. Yeah.
No, if I go out there and get wifey, I'm going to find it for sure.
It's funny because in El Salvador, all they eat, breakfast, lunch, dinner, is actually pupusas.
Salvador? Mm. I remember Salvador, you kept talking about for the thousandth time.
Yeah. You ever seen that one place that sells those giant pupusas?
I fucked up. Where, out here?
Yeah, it's this restaurant. They sell like these giant pupusas. They're like the size of like a fucking pizza.
Interesting.
Where the Grand Central?
Send that link.
Grand Central Market. They actually sell pupusas with like different shit in them, like shit you won't find anywhere else, like
shrimp.
No, you find shrimp in El Salvador, but like carne asada, they got they got all the fucking different things in there. But in El Salvador, what I fucked up at is like where we were staying is like the gringo town. It's like the tourist town. So the pupusas weren't the best. Like I went into a pueblo.
What?
And the pupusa was fucking fire for like 30 cents a pupusa.
Why would they do that though? Is it because the ingredients fuck up gringo stomachs?
Because these motherfuckers just want burgers.
Okay.
And
because of what they actually order when they're there. I got you.
Yeah. Okay. They don't. They're not eating just pupusas. They're eating like burgers and
chicken tenders. And
yeah,
shit.
Yeah. You know, like they're there to surf. They're there to surf. They'll enjoy the culture, but they're really
to an extent.
After a while, you know,
figured the seasoning would fuck them up. That's what you would say, but it makes sense that
it's
they
not
would
the
like,
seasoning, bro. That food in those countries, it just like fucking goes through you a little bit faster.
Yeah, it's new. It's new. It's to your body.
It goes through you. Yeah, it passes.
They blame the water, but it's not the. It's just your body. It's a different area.
It ain't. That's another thing. It's your beard. The water, like, so I'm not. I'm used to like brushing my teeth and then like, you know, using the water. I'm having to buy water bottles to brush my teeth.
Interesting.
I'm having to buy water. Like, I'm not so in the shower. Truly like, believe,
you truly believe that their water is contaminated to fuck you up.
Yeah. Well, I believed it. I didn't. I did it because, like, just like off the strength.
Precaution. Yeah. Well, hey, look, if it worked for you, yeah. And if you got it like that, then buy water bottles and do it.
No, water bottles over there, like 30 cents.
Hey, man, pop bottles.
You know what I'm saying?
He's out there popping sparkles or sparklets, whatever the fuck.
Sheesh. Anyways, but no, I fucked up because the pupusas, there's like this place over there in El Salvador where you can get like all types of pupusas and it's famous for it, but we never went. We just had pupusas like for, so all day we'd be traveling through the country, and then we'd go back to the city for dinner, and not the city, not San Salvador, but El Tunco, where we were staying. And that's where, like, it's famous for surfing. So, like, the food there is not A1. Mm-hmm. They had one pupuseria that was really good. And let me tell you, ajo con queso pupusas, garlic and cheese.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried that shit?
No, but I'm sure.
But try that shit out here. That shit is the most fire pupusa I ever had.
Garlic and cheese.
Garlic and cheese.
I mean, think about it. You tasted garlic before. If you think about the flavors.
Taste the garlic, taste the cheese. Not garlic, cheese. Together.
And the pupusa. Tortilla. Yeah. What you like. What you like.
What you like.
Give me your coochie. So are you a
big king?
So you're a Salvadorian. Wait, are you
big king? Talk.
You're mixed, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm a little mixed breed. But anyway, I'm a little halfsies.
Point is, Salvadorians are big on you don't eat pupusas with a knife and fork.
No, you don't.
But you eat them with?
You eat them with your fingers.
Fucking savages.
Yeah,
I know.
If I'm gonna put fucking curtido on that shit, you think I'm gonna just use my fucking fingers?
Yeah, that's what they expect.
That's what you expect. But however. Here in my house,
here, I give you forks.
I'm eating that shit with a fork and a fork. I'm gonna use a knife, but like, because I don't want to use my hands when I'm using the fucking clicker.
I call that shit a clicker.
Yeah, I'm fucking whale. Over here. A whale of a whale.
I'm a whale of a whale.
Me, you're talking about me. Relax. I told you you're slimming.
You slimming.
I told you, Mike, you swimming. You fucking
swimming.
Whale.
You swimming, you fucking whale.
He dabbed me. You gotta snuff him.
Why you want to get him? Why you want to get him beat up so bad?
Cause I hate him. Cause
I don't. Beat
damn,
him.
Son.
I don't beat him up because of self hate.
Yeah, I hear you. I see you.
Is it?
Look at him. Fucking snapback is tight.
Fat, you stink, and you ugly, and you broke.
You want to let him slide like that, freaky?
Fat, you stink, and you ugly, and you broke.
You say you'll snap back
on the last button.
And it's not because of head size.
Okay. That ain't a forehead. That's a forehead.
Look at his thumb. His thumb was going nuts.
Shut up, bitch. Shut up, bitch.
What's good, Ma?
Oh, man.
I'm finna whip this hoe.
Why are you bullying?
Right. I'm going to jail.
Low key though, the best food I ate out there was a mojarra at the lake.
I ate a mojarra at the lake. Yeah.
Yeah, this is wife chill.
Food?
We all ain't talking about my wife.
She was stuck in the washer.
Nah, but at the lake.
Yo!
Yo!
Shut the fuck up, fool.
I'm talking for Gary, bitch.
Thank you.
Relax.
Bear gear.
I would never do that. That's beer gear.
That's G right there. That's my boy G. That's Big Dog.
That's Big Dog right there. That's homie G.
I'll tell you why.
Everybody calls him G. Everybody calls him G.
I want you to know I've never once heard him.
Anybody call him G?
Never, not
nah,
once.
None of the homies call me G. They call me Raz or they never call me Razzy.
Never will. I'll make sure nobody ever calls you G.
If you call him G, I'm a sock.
But they call me G. Gary for short is G.
They call you G. Gary for short. Yo, it's a long ass name.
Call me Razzy Daddy for short, ma.
That's his new Instagram name, G. Gary.
That's an old school Instagram name.
Oh, Razzy, call me Daddy for short.
Savage. That was a
I plead the fifth.
Nah, you know when remember Razzie's get it list? I don't know if you remember that, but that
I don't remember shit.
I won't talk about nothing.
Nah, worry about nothing. No. Tell us who's on the get it list. No, I'm just kidding. Hey, yo, shout out to Mayo Pocket. I was watching that again or listening to that. That's only a mic thing. That's not a real thing. I did some research. Yeah. This shit is not real.
Wait, what made you think it was real in the first place? What the fuck is up?
That's even funnier.
Yeah, we literally established that it was a mic thing. A
Mayo Pocket. Oh, but I want to add somebody to my Mayo Pocket. Hillary Duff.
Alex was looking at her tweets. I was like, "Oh, you barely on this shit?
Oh, you
right
bet you been began.
Yeah, you know she's How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah,
shit.
That's Fatty McGuire right there. That's Sticky McGuire.
That's nasty as fuck.
That's Sticky McGuire, baby.
To laugh like that at his own.
Oh my god! Hey, I want.
Nah, I be getting mad at Al. Like you so late on shit, bro.
Yo, you so late on these bad bitches.
I thought you were black. I thought you were on black Twitter. Shit.
Nah, she's
not black enough.
Nah, she's on white Twitter.
She ain't black like me.
She got that black square on
she's
Twitter.
Stuck on a reservation.
Yeah, for real. Fucking no reservations over here, baby.
Reservation dogs. No reservations. Shout out to Anthony Bourdain. All right, so
Anthony Bourdain.
Here's what we doing. 2024. Is it your year? Since I know we're not potting before the New Year's.
Motherfucker, I wish this shit was. I wish my year was since my year.
It's been my year since
2009. Yeah. Yeah, for real.
Can you believe how fucking fast time flew? Like, I no joke. I know people say shit like it's kind of hacky, but like from the pandemic starting 2020 to now. I honestly have no recollection of the last 3 years. Like, almost like I went through a time warp, and it just fast-forwarded me through the last 3 years.
Can't disagree.
That shit is so fucking fast. Like,
no, you speaking facts, right? And you speaking fucking double facts.
This shit is nuts. Like, I really sat back, and I was like, damn, it's about to be 2024. I don't remember 2021.
Dog, I remember us laying on my bed fucking writing raps.
Oh, Yeah.
No, I
didn't want to join.
I remember laying on my bed.
That.
I mean, then you
taking
you,
turns, fucking in the stuck, washing machine.
You're stuck in the washing machine. I remember
turns. It was usually me
by myself, just wailing away.
Yeah. Nah, but for like, I know they always say like the older you get, you know, the faster time flies, whatever. Yada yada yada. Shut the fuck up, bitch. Mm-hmm. Old ass motherfucker. But like, I really do feel like in this particular situation, the last 3 years. Fucking flew by.
Yeah, man.
I don't know how. I don't know why. I don't know if it's because we were stuck at home. I don't know if it's because I had a lot of things change in the last 3 years or whatever. But, like, it just feels like the last 3 years flew by. And I'm like, fuck, is the rest of my life going to fly by?
It could. I mean, look.
How much time do you think you legitimately have left?
Fuck. For, like, 55
so,
years.
So, scary enough.
Fuck off.
Scary enough. I Googled.
Some shit like
you're giving that. You give me some. Well. 50 would be 86.
You give me all right, give me one more. 87.
You give me some 87?
Yeah, I made the free throws. I already said this shit.
I used to give myself high numbers, but then I did.
Then I lost my CPAP machine.
No, 100%. He's not fucking wrong. He's not fucking wrong. I did a death Google search.
Why would you do that?
No, I did a CPAP.
Go to sleep, fool.
No,
take your ass to sleep.
I can't.
Yo, when do I die?
I literally can't. No, but.
Hey, Google.
Do this one thing for me.
Hey, Google, do this one thing for me.
Nah, your fucking sleep app is going to fucking.
Yeah, it's going to tell me.
Oh, that's Google.
You finna die, cuz.
That Google right there.
That was all Google.
Right. So no, what I did was.
You
I was,
did a death Google. What did it tell
well,
you?
Well, I call it a death Google because I Googled CPAP things. Goonie Google. Goonie Google. One of them was that CPAP, people that have sleep apnea don't they only last until their age range is 66 to like 80.
That's cool with me.
Not with me.
Keep
but
swimming
that's,
down.
That's uncured. That's uncured.
Hold on, you're not cool with 66 to 80. I give myself to like 60s. If I can get to like fucking 70s.
I want to go 90. I ain't gonna lie.
You want to go 90?
I want to go 90s.
What do I want to be here that long for?
I do.
Look, as
you
long
know
as
why?
I'm
because
cool.
I wasted my time.
I just want to be here to see my kids grow up. That's it. That's all
years.
I want.
I wasted 37 years. I want
to
live it.
Look, from 40 to 50, just be fucking hoes nonstop.
Just me fucking hoes? Wait, you fucking hoes nonstop from 40
to 50? I'm telling him.
Oh, I was like, Jesus Christ. Hold on. Funny Al Gary's like, this.
No, you're going to die at 66. I might as well get the fucking now.
Nah, but I'm saying
this. No, but I hear you.
Look, you wasted a lot of time.
I did.
These next 3 years.
It's time to fuck hoes nonstop.
Slim the fuck down. Mm. Fuck these hoes. Get a new fucking headband.
Let's go.
Yo, if I had the energy, I would go snuff your ass, man.
Fuck these hoes, bro.
It's been like six pods. Yeah, no, 100%. It's been like six pods. Gary been coming for my headband. Like, I use different fucking headbands, Gary. I don't bring the same one every time.
We have photographic evidence.
Yeah, like, I understand that they look the same, but I have different ones. Do I got to bring them all?
Yeah.
I will. Next pot, I'll bring them all.
Yeah, bitch.
Is that a Ferrari? What is that?
No, it's the brand. It's,
what's that, your sister's headband?
No. Is Barcelona?
Is that a Ferrero Rocher?
Is that a loaner?
Is that a Walmart?
Is that like when Stanley Ipkiss took his car into the dealer?
Is that an indestructible?
You look cute with the head, man. I'm not even saying that shit. I'm not even like...
You literally just said it.
You did.
You're not cute, but you said it.
Hey, beer gear? That shit came out of your mouth.
But look,
don't fucking ad lib me, bitch. Don't you ever respond to me like that. He responded to me in ad lib. He said,
he did it. You out. Oh, hey, man, before
that's
we
so
leave,
disrespectful,
let's
bro.
Touch on some. First of all, you are disrespectful. Secondly, let's touch on some Diddy. Like,
what do you
want
to touch on?
So, what y'all think's popping over there, man?
Fuck, dude. Where?
With the whole Diddy situation.
Oh, Diddy be diddling the little kitties.
No.
Diddy diddling the kitty.
What the fuck?
Well, there was an alleged.
Why are you happy about that, first of all?
That the model way.
Yeah.
He drunk as hell. No, I think
I'm trying to get
that alleged video of Bieber. Do you think it has any weight to it?
Oh, yeah, Diddy sucked Bieber off for sure. No,
I seen that video. It didn't look though bad.
Yeah, I didn't think so. I thought it was a reach.
I thought they were going to go do what you're supposed to be doing. From 40 to 50 is fucking hoes.
Here's what I think.
Go ahead. You go first.
Because I've seen a couple of things on Diddy.
Mm.
I think the Cassie thing, first. Mm. I believe everything Cassie said.
Yep.
But I think when you settle that quick, it's like a double-edged sword. 100%. I think it makes it look like it was for the money.
Uh-huh.
But then again, it makes it look like you paid the money to shut her up at the same time. That's one. Two, Usher thing. When Usher was first coming up, he dropped his first album. He was like, I think, 15.
Something like that.
16. He did that whole album while staying at Diddy's house.
Uh-huh.
He was singing about like fucking bitches and shit.
Yeah.
At 16. And
fuck fire.
That was fire. It was before My Way. But then I saw him like in an interview saying like how, yeah, they did some wild shit or whatever in Diddy's house. And like stuff like that comes out.
I didn't know did he claim doing wild shit with Diddy?
With Diddy, but like there's bitches around and stuff, and he was 16 and they're not going to stop him from doing anything.
I was 13, 14, like fucking wishing I had bitches.
I was like, I was 13, 14 fucking bitches out
no,
here.
No, I wasn't. I didn't lose my virginity until 17. I didn't kiss a girl until I was 14.
You lost
14.
Your virginity at 17?
Yeah.
So the thing was,
I was a late bloomer.
Little ass dick.
The thing was that they said that his first album was like...
Okay.
Sorry, man. I know because I don't want to get off
keep
to
going.
Anything.
No, keep plugging away.
Because Rich was on it. His first album was, according to Diddy's camp, lackluster, that he made put Usher in this environment to fuck bitches.
He made Usher.
Usher.
Usher, baby.
That's what that's, hey, yo, he made Usher.
Yeah.
He made Usher, he put Usher in this environment so he can get used to making these sex albums or whatever, you know? So.
That's cool.
Anybody else hard?
That's why they said that they have that idea.
That's kind of like grooming.
Basically.
It is grooming.
Which is why we go to the Justin Bieber thing.
It is grooming. He was underage. And if Diddy facilitated?
Felicity Huffman.
Yeah. He drunk as fuck.
Great show.
If he facilitated these hoes for Usher, that's a crime. As much as we don't think like men fucking chicks is a crime. Kind of is. But I'm not trying to accuse Diddy of anything. All I'm saying is that I could see both sides.
Yeah.
I'm sure Ryan Leslie was going crazy when he got...
Yeah, when all that shit, when all this shit came out. He got
Cassie stole from him by Diddy. Because Ryan Leslie used to be with Cassie, and then Diddy came and swooped in.
Yo, before Ryan Leslie got fucking hijacked, them fucking songs were... popping.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck, man.
Ryan Leslie had the fucking rocket ship strapped next to his selection. Back.
Ryan
Diamond
Leslie.
Diamond Girl and fucking all Ryan that Leslie's shit. Ryan
Leslie's first two albums?
Woo-wee.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Leslie was a super threat to
Ryan Leslie, self-titled album, first one, and then Transitions, the second album.
Yeah, dog.
Woo. Oh, yeah, he was a super threat to Diddy.
When he hit me with Gibberish,
yeah,
and he wasn't really saying anything, but it was still fire. Yeah. Oh, yeah, he got it.
Nah, and then he started working with Kanye, and that them songs were fire.
Yeah, shit. On the world
in my hands.
Yep,
master plan.
I don't know why I keep calling.
What was the song he did with? It was Kanye.
Denim Flow.
Lloyd Banks.
It's Christian Dior Denim Flow.
Yeah. Oh, that's probably my favorite song of all time. It's gotta be.
But yeah, no.
Underrated producer.
The whole Diddy thing. I like Ricardo said. I believe the Cassie thing. I do believe certain things, but unfortunately, when you do these things, like you said, it's a double-edged sword. People come out of the woodwork that had no fucking business with.
Get out of my woodwork!
Yeah. Don't touch my woodwork.
Get out of my woodwork.
I am a woodsmith.
You're all up in my woodwork.
Get out of my wood.
I know I was stuck in the washing machine, bitch.
Who are you,
Anne Frank?
Bitch, get out of my attic. What you, Anne Frank? You Anne Frank in this bitch? Bitch.
Smell like Budusa.
Get out my attic.
I'm going to say Al Borland.
Sciatica. No, but yeah, I mean, this whole thing.
That's a big game, man.
I think there's some people in there that are just saying some wild shit that has no truth to it. And there are people that are. Like, I love the stories from dudes. More dudes, because, like. The dudes are telling you some believable shit. I believe everything the dudes are saying.
You believe Kid Cudi's car really exploded?
I don't know about that. Possibly.
They going wild with Diddy shit. And also, Russell Simmons came back.
I don't know.
Russell Simmons also came back.
That's hilarious.
He got accused of some shit. They're going after him.
He's been being accused.
But did you see his retort? Did anybody see his retort?
I think I forget
what
he
said. It was so fucking zen.
What did he say?
He was sitting barefoot, like, on a pillow and shit. And they were, like, asking him about this. He goes... I mean, I was in the rap culture back in the 80s, and I mean, of course there was women around. You know, we were promiscuous, we was having lots of sex, because he has a lisp.
Yeah.
He's like,
oh, I got it.
He's like, but I mean.
We understood that.
But this was
30. That was a great fucking impersonation of him.
Yeah.
Like,
impression.
But you know what's so funny?
But he's got to fucking ruin it.
He's like, this is 30, 40 years ago. You expect me to recollect what, you know, what might have gone on? We have different recollections. I don't know. Was I promiscuous? Did I do bad things?
Sure. I just want to hug him. I'll fuck him right now.
I can't wait till you go back and listen, because... He prepared himself to do the list by speaking, and he thought what he thought was his normal voice, and then went into the impression.
Yeah,
so when you listen again, you're gonna hear him list before the impression.
Yeah. I lean with it, and then I also rock with it.
Yeah.
No, but
that's wild.
He was so zen with like his response. Like he was like, "Yeah, did I do some wild shit? Yes. Do I remember what happened? I don't know. It's 30 years ago.
No, stuff me in the fucking washing machine think
about
right
it.
Now.
But think about it. Isn't that just the best answer? Because he was in this environment. What is he supposed to say?
Yeah, like, okay, back in the days, this is what we did.
Yeah.
We fuck bitches. That was the culture. We get bitches, fuck bitches, get money. Like, that's what we did.
We groomed bitches.
So he's like, did I do some questionable shit? Probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
But was
everybody was doing it.
But was everybody on board?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody was doing it.
Is their recollection of what happened going to be different than mine? Maybe. Like,
Have no shoes on?
Probably. I mean, yeah. I'm barefoot. I was stuck in a washing machine. I didn't have socks. But like that honestly, that is it's not a perfect response, but it's an understandable response. It's like, dude, back shit was different. Back then, we were dropping F-bombs. We were
crunching in the mic, bro.
No, my bad.
All types of shit. Like, there was so many. Like, just 10 years ago, jokes were different than they are, what they are now. So imagine 30 years ago.
Are they, motherfucker? We've been going off the rails.
But that's us. And that's our age.
If I want to put a couple of Quaaludes in a bitch drink, then let me Cosby.
Hey, yo, no. Ski.
What are you talking about? Shut the fuck up.
What the fuck? Quaaludes in a bitch drink?
I don't know that.
And I know him. I know him.
What is a Quaalude?
That is.
Does anybody know what a Quaalude
is? First of all, he's never had a Quaalude in his possession. Second of all, he's never had a bitch in his possession. So there's two things.
Who ain't got no bitch?
Who ain't got no bitch?
So there's two things. I'm clearing your name right now.
Thank you. Yeah, yo. Big Daddy. Bye. You want some juice? I ain't never had no bitches in my life. I don't even know what bitch is.
In his life.
Bitch, I don't know. Quaalude ain't had no bitches.
I ain't had no Quaalude. I ain't had no gay lude. I never had a gay dude. I don't have none of that shit.
Captain nah, 7.
Walk those, those last two back.
Yeah, I'm walk up like a lame. You feel me?
That was actually pretty good.
But no, you were making some great points before you went off the rails like that. But you were making some great points.
Well, read between the lines, fool.
But the lines are blurred, fool.
What I'm trying to say is that this is how I feel about a lot of these.
Dog, why do you double down on your bad melody? That's terrible, bro.
Yo, why was I playing blurred lines the other day? And Kay goes, I hate Robin Thicke.
Your kid?
I was like, what?
Wow. And you say, hey, yo.
I'm like, ski. Why do you hate Robin Thicke? She's like, it just.
You didn't catch this shit.
I said, no. But,
yo, snuff this food.
No,
bro.
No, fuck that. But I like the fact that you've been doing the sexy red shit all pod. I love that shit.
Why are you trying to segue off the fact that you.
I said, hey, yo. But.
Yeah, we heard you.
Man, bro, I'm gonna whip this hoe.
I had to bring back. Bring it back.
Point is, my kid said Robin Thicke is overrated, basically. Say he's shitty. But I had to school. I was like, yo, Robin Thicke, got some jams on him. Lost without you.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And he was on Star Trek. Remember, everybody forgets that Robin Thicke was on Star Trek.
Yeah, but his dad was on Growing Pains, so.
He was. And now his dad is growing in the soil. Because he's dead. Did you hear what happened about? hey, you guys hear about this?
Okay, segue us.
Matthew Perry, his cause of death came out.
Special K, baby.
He was off that ketamine, son.
Special K.
Yeah, I didn't know that, but I've seen people
he's over
on
here doing
it.
Horse,
came out today.
Doing horse tranquilizers in the jacuzzi.
So this fucking fool Elver. Sends an article. Uh-huh. Let me clarify. He sends an article. It just says
fuck it over.
Matthew Perry's
autopsy. Yes, I remember
you saw it, right?
Yeah.
Like cause of death revealed.
Yo, when did Mike get in that? Who invited Mike in there?
I did. Raiders.
When I came to the Raiders game, and he was like randomly saying we should put him in that thread.
Yeah.
And I thought he was joking, and he did.
Yeah, I don't like that shit.
I didn't know you were in there.
Yo, get out, my friend.
You're so quiet.
Hey,
I thought that's another reason why I put you in there because I think he would be
can't,
like,
can you stop mixing it with my friends, bro? Yeah.
I try
to keep my friend group separate.
Dude, we literally said
and
what
then,
you said.
And he shows up for Wild Turkey Night? The fuck?
We literally,
invited Gary.
We literally said what you just said.
And that was fun, though.
No, it was.
Hey.
White Elephant? Hey. White Elephant's coming soon.
Yeah,
hey, I had fun seeing you that day.
Yeah, dog, we have a great time.
We got schwasted.
You guys did.
We walked to our car together. I was high as balls. Damn. I just don't even know how I got home. If I be
motherfucker, cool. No, we waited a while before we left. We stopped drinking.
Just telling you that
I
he was high.
Still high.
Well, that's your. Did you stop? Did you stop at KFC?
Nah, I stopped, dropped, and shut them down. Nah, I opened up shop. You feel me? Yeah, I gotta double down.
And then you fucking bought some bumps, some fucking.
Nah,
food.
Then I pulled
Why
up to a laundromat.
Why are you bringing it into a story? He wasn't even, dude. He wasn't here.
I know, but still.
I pulled up to a laundromat. And I found somebody stuck in a washer.
I'll be intertwining.
bitch. But yeah. Before I brought up me seeing him on Thanksgiving, what were we talking about?
No, he Matthew was here Perry. For Thanksgiving. That was fucking wild.
I was here. I came for Thanksgiving.
Yo, you came here for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, he invited me.
He didn't invite me.
Well, bitch, you got a family.
Yeah.
I could have brought my family here.
You could have.
You could have.
I was
plenty
actually
of times.
For Thanksgiving, no joke. I was at the old Ball and Chains brother's house who lives.
That's true.
Literally, yeah. 3 minutes from here.
That's no true. Fucking way. You should have told me.
Fucking way.
He was here.
Lives on Encino. We were
here. I came late though.
We polished a whole bottle of Jameson. He lives together. On
Encino. It's like 3 minutes away.
Yo, listen to this.
When every time I leave your house, I immediately pass by his house.
Okay. Yo, check this out. So I went. I took my dad to dinner. Right?
Yo, you had turkey?
Yo, check this out, baby. So look.
Yo, call me Gary Bear.
I came to G's house.
Yeah, I came to Beer Gear's house.
So I took my dad to dinner. Then I come here late, right? And everybody leaves at, what, 9:30, 10 o'clock?
Yeah.
So
who's here?
Just this
family. My family? Yeah. My whole family's here.
The whole fam was here? You know who wasn't here? Who? Me, bitch.
Well, come on Christmas.
What day, Christmas Eve or Christmas Day?
Christmas Eve. We'll be here on Christmas Eve. Come early, too.
Whole fam's going to be here Christmas Eve?
Because that shit was late as fuck.
Who's going to be here Christmas Eve?
It's going to be my mom.
Yeah.
My dad.
Let's go.
My sister.
Let's go.
Ow.
Okay.
Her parents.
Okay.
Shout out to my aunt.
Shout out to Big Brian. Big Brian Myers.
Big Brian Myers.
Oh, hey. Yo, shout out to
Big Brian. Cousin.
Touring all of Southern California. Let's get it.
Yeah.
Hey, no. pull up to a show one of these days. Shout out to...
Dog. Pull up to the mall right here. Topanga Canyon Mall. Every weekend. He is the guy who... books the bands there on Saturday and Sunday on the weekends. Where? So, right here, Topanga Canyon Mall at the like, it's their little Grand Central Market at their food court.
I got you.
But the reason I came late was because, like I told you, I took my dad to dinner first, and then I came here. But yeah, no. What's funny was Gary's like a really nice person, and everybody left at 10, and I had poured my first drink at 10 with a dessert. So Gary and Al and I, only people in the house, and I'm chopping it up with Gary, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to drink one more, and I'm going to bounce. But then Gary's like, pours himself a drink. I'm like, well, if Gary's going to drink, I'm going to drink. Dude, nice-ass Gary did not kick me out of his house, bro.
Why would I kick you out? We're drinking.
Yeah,
we're
but like...
This but is what was, I do.
No, but you could tell that you guys were like, okay, we've hosted, we want to get some rest. And these motherfuckers that. Were nice enough to keep me here till 2:30 in the morning after everybody left at 10.
You were here till 2:30 in the morning?
Yes, yes.
What the fuck were you doing? Get the fuck out.
No. We're drinking. We're fucking drinking.
Because, like, I was done,
without
right?
drinking.
No.
She had wine. She had wine.
But she went to bed. And then yeah. I'm still here, though. Yeah. I'm a fucking party animal.
I told him. No,
are you still a party animal?
I'm G-Bear.
I don't think you are.
Hey, yo, they call me G-Baby in the streets.
I wish you were there, because if you were there, you would have... You
I would have been here if I would have been invited. I was 3 minutes away, you piece of
but
shit.
But we know Gary. We know when he's like, kind of like, all right, I'm pooped.
Yeah, I might be out here for Christmas Eve, too, FYI.
Well, dude, shit.
I'll keep. Are you coming for Christmas Eve? Yo, we doing Friends Christmas?
Am I invited for Christmas
Eve? Yeah.
All right, I'm down.
Fuck, get a family, bro.
Hey. Hey, yo. You don't even got a washing machine.
That's no matter. I don't get invited. I just start attacking people.
Yeah, dog.
Like, hey, fuck you in your stupid house.
This fool got two kids and a wife. I ain't got shit. He's like, man, find your own life.
Oh, fuck,
stop mixing with my friends. Get out of our group chat, you piece of shit.
I be trying to be by myself, and all of a sudden...
No, yo, get the fuck out of group chat, you piece of shit.
Nah, stop coming to Gary. I want him in the horny thread.
Stop coming to Gary's house.
I'm over here trying to get out of my shell, and all of a sudden, you want me to go back.
Get back in your shell, hey. You fucking tortoise.
I told Al. There you go. Fuck him up. Fuck him up.
Gary, protect me. Yo, I'm stuck in a washing machine.
Hey.
Cardi B helped you because I slipped.
I told Al, hey, we might be going to the fucking WWE show. But
the 30th, yeah.
Just the divas.
you can't come.
And then I put it in quotes. Mike, Rob, Elver, and me, the divas.
Yeah.
You know, so that was funny.
Yo, if we were going to WrestleMania.
You are part of a group chat.
You taking a ball and chain to WrestleMania?
In Philly? Yeah, I got to.
Okay.
In Philly? It's going to be in Philly?
Yeah.
You going to Philly?
We're thinking about it.
Yeah.
We're thinking about it. Sweet shit.
WWE Divas, nigga. the Divas, motherfucker.
Well, Divas, I think it'd be you, me. It'd be you, me, and Al, you know, because I don't know if the other Diva got a family.
Look, it's not against them.
Elver got a fucking,
I just think about their variables.
Elver got an Elver. I don't know.
Elver like them cheat tickets, though.
Elver got a... Yeah, but Elver never been on a plane. He's like DJ Khaled.
Wait a second. What?
I need to know about this.
He's never been on a plane?
No, he goes to Mexico only.
And like, what, the back of a fucking pickup truck?
No, in the plane. In the back of the plane.
I don't believe he's ever been on a plane.
Are you implying that he doesn't like to travel across the country?
I've never seen him
in cargo.
I've never seen him travel anywhere other than Mexico, so that's just...
Yeah, but he can fucking teleport there. He's fucking Mexican.
Yeah. No, he'll be on the fucking tires.
Like, that's the best illegal alien joke I've ever heard.
He stands on a tortilla and it just fucking zaps him over there.
I hope this illegal alien. You gotta clip this. I hope this joke goes into the ether. That's the best illegal alien joke I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, how do you get here? Fucking teleported that.
To a tortilla, huh?
Fucking frisbee.
And all the arena way.
The arena.
Oh, that's another thing in El Salvador. I didn't know that there were two types of pupusas.
Yeah.
Really?
The arroz,
fat
the
kind. Big ass pupusa.
De arroz y de harina.
He does look fatter, huh?
Yeah. What's fuck up? No, I'm fucking fat.
Bitch.
Oh, not you, bitch. I'm talking about him.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, Gary Chunky is fuck, right?
I am.
He's a chunkster.
I am.
You just call yourself out. Let's look at him now. He does look fatter.
Yeah, no, Gary Chunky is fuck right now.
Whale.
Big ass chunk. Yeah. Yo, what are you, Brendan Gager over here?
I said that joke early.
Fuck.
Damn. Damn, son. Yeah. Where'd you find this?
Earlier.
You don't have to answer.
Old fat ass Gary. That's why he wore a fucking XL shirt.
Yeah, old fat ass.
What's the... I'm only coming to Christmas what's Eve if you're making some good food. What food
are we making... my mom's making a ham.
Okay.
Because she's like...
Yo, what's shit. Up with
pod's
you?
Pod's over.
He's mad?
What yeah, the fuck? I'm tired of this ham shit. Yo, I'm Muslim.
Popular, contrary to popular belief, Mike hates ham.
I'm sick of this ham shit.
Yo, when is somebody...
It even bores me.
I came, I ate ham. Nobody got stuck in a washing machine. I'm fucking pissed.
Dog, that's the best reaction. I'm sick of this ham shit.
Is it honey baked?
Nah, my mom.
Hey, she gets down with the ham.
She gets down with the ham.
Yeah,
let's go. Is it crispy on the outside? I love a little crisp.
Mm-hmm. So, mom's ham is like got the pineapple, yep. The little capers.
Keep talking.
Hey, careful now.
I know.
You got to think about it
because here
comes a loaded.
No. That's not what I'm even thinking.
I know where he's going with it.
No.
Yeah, shout out to capers.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that later because I do want to know about that. But
yeah. All loves.
Did you put a pineapple
on? All loves.
Did you put a pineapple on that shit?
All loves.
All loves all day. Did you put a pineapple on that shit, though? I would never do that. You know me.
Yeah. There are pineapples.
Pineapples, and you constantly baste it. Mm-hmm. Make it nice and juicy.
No, look. My mom gets down on the ham.
Talking, I'm hard as fuck.
But she hit me up. She's like, I don't really want to cook, but
come
I'm gonna
on,
make
ma.
A ham and I'm gonna buy tamales. And I was like, all right, cool. I just want to do something small. And I was like, all right, well, let's do it at your house. She's like, nah, let's just do it at your house.
So here's why it's a possibility that I could come here for Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. Normally, what I do, I go to Mom Duke's. Right? My cousins usually come down. They live in Palmdale, Lancaster, whatever. Same shit. They normally come down. We spend Christmas Eve at my mom's house. They decided they want to do some old shit, some of their own shit at their house.
Yeah.
So my family's all going to go there.
Okay.
For Christmas Eve.
Where?
Yeah.
Lancaster.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't want to drive an hour on Christmas
Eve.
Drive
an hour this way.
I'd rather drive 35 minutes.
It'll be 2 hours.
No, well, because it's going to be an hour and a half. That's how long it takes to get there.
That's true.
We're going to be at old Ball and Chain's parents' house, which is Hollywood, where I used to live.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 35 minutes from here. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to go to Lancaster. What am I going to do when all the old ladies go to sleep? I'm going to come through Gary's.
Come through.
We get fucking loaded.
Let's get loaded. We're gonna
eat the fucking ham.
Take an Uber out of here.
I'm not gonna take an Uber. I'm just gonna fucking sleep on your floor.
That's cool too.
I'm off. Can I bring my CPAP machine? With my fucking kids.
That's cool too.
If I got it,
we got extra room. We got an extra couch right here.
I'm gonna fucking sleep on your bed.
There's no ventilation. That's my bed.
That's my bed. I only love my bed and my mama.
I gotta sleep upright, so this is perfect.
God's plan.
Mike gonna be asleep at the kids' table.
Gary's like, you gonna sleep? I was like, yeah, right here, I'm good.
He's like, I'm already asleep, Gary.
I've been asleep, perrito.
Yo, we talked some crazy shit this whole pod, which great pod, by the way. But the craziest thing, the entire pod, is the fact that Mike sleeps sitting up now. Hey, like, man, a fucking lazy vampire.
just not to die, bro. I don't want to die.
He's like, don't hang me upside down. Don't stab me up like a cone head. I'm just going to sit here and fall asleep.
Whatever you're doing is working, Mike.
No, the I'm looking at you, and it's working. Whatever you're doing, bitch, I like it.
Look how loose his fucking shirt looks.
Bitch, weird.
Yo, so you've been looking at my shirts?
I hit my tooth with my cup.
Hey, yo, you want me to? You want me to go take the clothes out of your washing machine? What's up?
Of course you would.
Trying to get me stuck in there? Whatever keeps you alive.
Shut the fuck up,
Mike. Nah, let me tell you the truth. Whatever keeps you alive longer, because I've been thinking about it lately. Like, oh, this is a fucking depressing topic, but like,
no, go ahead.
Because I be fucking struggling with being in my own head sometimes. And I'm like, fuck, I'm getting older. My friends are getting older.
Yeah. That's the only reason I'm doing
it. Have you guys
doing.
Ever thought this? I was like,
100%. Yeah, all the time.
Which one of my friends is going first?
Oh, yeah. No. I think
that's sad as fuck to think about. Because it's like, damn.
I'm so cocky. I'm always thinking I'm going to be last.
That's cocky as fuck. I'm being all y'all funerals.
Bro, I'm cocky as fuck. Yo, bro.
I'm cocky like that too, but until I got on this roof, I put these Christmas lights on. I'm like, I'm going today.
You're such a pussy, bro.
Oh, fuck you. You ain't been on this roof.
That reminds me of another classic Christmas movie that doesn't get any fucking recognition by our age group. But a National Lampoon's A Christmas Vacation.
I have not seen that movie.
Fucking classico.
I put this shit on. So when we were putting the Christmas tree up, I put on that movie, and we had fucking brandy in the eggnog.
Fucking hilarious.
She wasn't paying attention.
Shout out to Randy Quaid. Randy Quaid's in that shit.
Yes.
That shit. Mm-hmm. Have you seen it, Mike?
No, I haven't.
Okay, go home.
Watch it.
That shit is on. I think it's on HBO Max. It's also on like Hulu and shit.
But be honest with me when I ask this question, because
is it dated?
That's the thing.
Nah.
No. You know what?
You'll laugh.
It is dated in the sense that you're gonna be like, oh, this movie came out in the fucking late '80s, early '90s.
Obvi.
But that shit is still funny. Jokes still hit. It's silly as fuck. The beginning of the movie.
That's how silly it is, though. You gotta remember that it's the '80s.
It's a silly fucking movie. The beginning of the movie where he's trying to set up the fucking Christmas lights outside the house, and they just keep unplugging the shit and plugging the shit. That shit is just, it's a silly fucking movie.
Honestly, don't watch this shit.
No. You guys remember that?
Watch the shit. Fuck you, Gary.
Okay, I'm gonna explain to you a scene, and let me know if it's like this. One of the most funniest things I've seen.
One of the movies I hate the most.
Well, Steve Martin was. At an airport, and what's that big guy's name?
John Candy.
He was eating.
Oh, that's trains, planes, and automobiles.
He was eating a hot dog while smoking a cigarette. And it was just like the funniest shit of that. He was just doing this combo, smoking a cigarette, and eating a chili dog.
It's like that.
And then Steve Martin was just looking at him, just in disgust. I just find that whole thing.
It's
funny.
That kind of humor.
It's that kind of humor. Right. Yes, it's that.
If you like shit like that, if you like shit like Trading Places. Like just silly fucking humor, like those old 80s movies. Yeah. Mm. Nah, I highly recommend.
I feel that
too young.
Yeah, they would not enjoy this movie.
You know your audiences.
Yeah.
Okay.
They might enjoy something from it, but
I thought that too, right? Yeah. And then I put it on, and I just let it play. I didn't say what I was putting on. I just kind of put it on. I was watching it. The fam was just kind of doing their own thing. Then they sat down. What are you watching? No, I'm watching this. Sit down. And he started laughing. Like, this is actually pretty funny. I'm like, I know, right? So I let it play, and it actually caught their attention. It was funny to them, and they enjoyed it. So I'm telling you, it is dated. Yes, it's an old movie. But funny as fuck still. All
right. National Lampoon.
I shall peep.
Shout out to Chevy Chase. Shall we just... Why do you think they named this fucking street after him in Glendale?
Were you about to say, shall we just watch it? Is that what you're about to say?
Shall we just cut to a clip? Pull it up.
I was going to say, let's just transition into peep this.
Okay.
I've been peep this. Special Christmas edition. Hit us with it, Mike.
I've been watching that new Fargo season. That's pretty good.
Christmas edition.
Damn, I had to watch all the seasons.
You know what? They're all pretty good. I don't think I'm disappointed in any of the seasons. But this season's pretty good too. I thought it was a weird premises.
Dynamic or okay?
Premise. Yeah, but it turns out it's a pretty good season. I've been watching that, and everything else has been rewatches for me. I started listening to that new Boz album that came out. I haven't got through it yet, but so far Boz. I like what I like. Black Jedi is a good
song. Is it mixed well? Because I don't know. I started playing albums today in my car, like on the way here, and all the albums I played weren't like hitting. Like it wasn't hitting in the speakers. But I'm like, J. Cole's on this.
Yeah,
I feel like. Maybe it was my speaker that was just fucking possibly going off. But how was it sounding well?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, it did. Did any of you guys get to listen to that new Nicki Minaj album?
I heard the first half and I liked it.
Because a lot of people are saying it's good.
Yeah. Okay. I heard the first half and I was loving
Friday
it.
Pink Friday 2?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
You don't like it, Freaky?
No, but I did see she did like a live stream with a...
Kai Cannot.
Yeah. Kai Cannot. Sanat Cannot.
Kai Sanat Cannot.
But you didn't listen to the album?
No, I didn't listen to
the Drake song is dope. J. Cole's song is dope.
While like Gady.
Oh, shit, Drake's on there?
Okay. Yeah, Drake and J. Cole. And she's got a few features on there. But I listened to the first half of the album in Guatemala. I was loving it.
Guala.
When you eating pupusas?
No, in Guatemala, I was just getting ready to fucking travel again. I traveled 7 hours that day to get back to the airport.
Shit. And your shoulders... done for.
My shoulders are done for because your arms are killing you. Fucking ow. Travel. Like, yeah. Now your arms are gonna kill you.
Funny bone.
Yeah. What but, money?
My peep. This is Monarch on Apple TV.
Yeah.
That shit is hard. Kurt Russell, Anders Holmes, fucking Asian people. We out here.
Fucking Asian people
and Godzilla.
Yo, shout out to Godzilla.
Yeah, I heard the Minus One is possibly one of the best Godzilla movies.
Shout out to the Japanese.
I never seen Minus One.
All I hear is Godzilla Minus One. They say only because they don't humanize him. He's a straight up.
Where's that guy. At? Where are we gonna watch that?
It should be out of theaters.
Oh, it's in theaters.
It was. I don't know where it is now, but yeah, apparently the aspect of the fact that he's like a ruthless monster.
Look, I know we're not gonna meet. Till another roofs. Month or something like that, but I cannot wait to watch Iron Claw.
To have sex with me.
Yeah, and to have sex with Rich.
When I get stuck in a washing machine.
Hopefully there's a washing machine with a hole big enough for this dick.
That's my butt.
There's something else I've been Mike Towers. Mike Towers' album is the shit. It's a great album. If you wanted something in Spanish.
All the Espagnol.
Yeah. It's a good album, though. If, like, you want a more... what's the other word for legible? But for
audible?
Your ears? Audible. Audible.
Experience.
Experience. Then a Bad Bunny album? Listen to the Mike Towers album. There's one more thing. Oh, the Thriller 40. I watched that shit. That shit was hard. I liked it.
Is that a documentary?
Yeah, I like that.
Thriller's old as fuck.
Yeah, but they show you how they made the album in chronological order. Every song, and it was a good watch. I liked this shit.
Well,
go ahead.
Good. I'm gonna just do what I said we're gonna do, which was. Peep this Christmas edition.
Oh shit, my bad.
Son of a bitch. Plus I gotta pee. So just go watch Jingle Jangle. Go watch National Lampoon's A Christmas Vacation.
Candy Lane.
Go watch Jingle All the Way. Watch Die Hard. It's a Christmas movie.
What album is good?
Go watch. Go listen to Michael Bublé's Christmas album.
I'm gonna send you a Christmas album from on YouTube.
Bitch, you.
Yeah, bitch, you. And then ho ho ho, Merry Christmas, you bitches. We'll see y'all next time.
What about Mike?
Fuck. Oh,
you
Mike.
Went.
You went first.
The whale, yeah. Huh? Okay.
Fuck.
All right, bitch.
Do you listen? Yo, Mike, can you fight him real quick?
I already did.
Yeah, he fucking socked me in my arm.
On his shoulder. I don't know what's going on with this shoulder. Fucking thing,
my but. My shoulders are bad.
You know right what now. It is.
I've been having, I can't lift weights. I've been having to do yoga the last 3 days. Nah. Okay. My shit is fucked up.
What's that sound, man?
You know what it is. It's a motherfucking. It is Off the Rails, episode 1045-65062. I'm Rich. I've been in this bitch. Probably to my left.
We probably at 30, but you know who I am. Razzy in the building, definitely in the building.
Probably yeah, to the Rizite.
I think we at 30. It's Big Mike on the mic.
We off the rails. We out.
If we not 30, we calling it 30.
Fuck.
I'm going to call it 30.
I'm going to call it 30. We 30.
I'll call Gary Mama.
What? Why does she keep tipping?
Mama! Mama!
Nah, she's doing the ham.
Go ahead, Rich. Go ahead to the bathroom.
Well, you know what I do.